Hello everyone, welcome to the C Squared podcast, where we give you everything from top 10 countdown to reactions and reviews and recommendations. I am your host, CJ.
And I'm your co-host, Carmelo.
So our channel pretty much is about things that we like and things that we grew up on or things that are trending right now at the moment. We love pop culture, which means anything that's popular right now, and we are nostalgic, so we are very big fans of things that were known back in the days, the 90s, not too long ago, because we're not that old. I'm not old at all, but...
Nothing wrong with being old.
Carmelo loves to, you know, say his age. I am young. At the heart. Ish. And spirited. Ish, yes. I am young. But today's episode, we will be doing the top 10 countdown of our favorite Christmas movies, classic and modern, put together. And I'm excited. You have anything to say about
this? Yes, I'm excited because Christmas is my favorite time of the year. And I love Christmas movies. I always have to make sure... When I'm putting up my tree, there's Christmas music playing, there's
Lord Jesus.
Cookies being made, the movies are playing. It's like a whole ritual that I have to go through. So I love Christmas and I can't wait to get down to this list.
Mello knows that my favorite season of the year is Halloween. I love anything horror, horror movies, horror, anything. And other things as well, but Christmas is just... It's not a thing of mine, but he definitely loves it, and I know that for a fact, so...
Yes. Carmelo. It's because my mother made sure every year Christmas was a huge deal in the house, so...
Yes. So, is there anything you want to let everyone know about Christmas, when it comes to you, like, growing up, or what you just said, but, like, our top 10 is Christmas movies, so, like... What did you look forward to when it came to, like, Christmas movies or anything Christmas that came around that time of the year?
Well, for me, for Christmas, I just loved all of it. I just loved Christmas altogether. The fact we got off from school, sometimes when it would snow, getting presents, you know, being with family, especially for our family, it was such a big deal. Like I said, my mother made sure it was a huge deal every year. And
Christmas, put up a tree!
Yeah, so Christmas was great for us, honestly.
I love Christmas growing up. I can't lie, growing up. But when I became an adult, Lord Jesus, it was a different situation. Just because I had to pay for the gifts this time, so it was a little different, and... You know, when you're in a relationship for, 14 years plus, your partner wants gifts from you, and if you don't come up to the expectation, they get a little crazy. Right, Carmelo?
No.
If no. The devil was a liar, he's no. In front of me right now.
No. It's that you forget Christmas is the same time every single year. It never changes.
And it doesn't matter.
Just like your birthday, it never ever changes.
Yeah.
So there's always ways to plan to make sure, like, you know, you do what you need to do for the holidays or what you want to do for the holidays.
Which is what I'm told every year. So I'm the way I am the way I am because of the years that's passed, and like I said, becoming an adult, Christmas is hard. You have to plan. You definitely do have to plan for it. It's a sacrifice to make sure, you know, you're making, if you're in a relationship, you're making your other half feel special about it and good. But yeah, I wasn't the best at that. But for me, Christmas, like I said,
how was it for you?
Growing up was really good. My parents, they would get us the stuff that we would want on our list. They would do the whole, oh, put cookies out for Santa, even though I know my dad or mom was eating it. I definitely was not that type to be like, oh, Santa's coming down. I lived in an apartment building, you know.
So there was no chimney for him to come down.
I was like, what window is he breaking through?
Right.
Ooh, what Lord. Elevator?
Not in the Bronx.
Is he coming in? Yes, I live in the
He's
Bronx.
He's not surviving. He is not. Santa, sorry. You're not surviving walking through somebody's window in the Bronx.
He's not.
Especially back in the 90s.
I can see like a ghetto Santa coming in the projects.
Lord. He wouldn't even get through the doorman.
No. A doorman? There's no doorman.
Remember that?
The doorman was the guy selling bootleg DVDs. Oh,
right.
Okay. So, yeah. So how we're going to do this is we're going to tell you the top 20 favorite Christmas movies that we came up with together. So this is a combination in random order of favorite Christmas movies that we came up with that we personally like. And when we do that, we're going to then pick the top 10 movies out of those and debate which ones we feel should go from 10 to number 1. So we're going to start from the number 10, which is the most unliked movie until number one, until, I don't know what until is, but until we get to
But
number
I wouldn't
one.
Say it's unliked movie because we like all of these movies. So it's like just picking our favorite our least favorite to our most favorite because we love these all.
I agree. So yes. So all the movies we liked from number 10 all the way to number one. Number one being the, you know, the best in a way. But no. Yeah.
Yes. So what no. Consider to be the best.
Exactly. So Carmelo will now announce the top 20 Christmas movies that we have picked that we feel are the best Christmas movies ever.
Alrighty. You say so many extra words. It's so funny. Alright. Up. First, we have Jingle All the Way.
Sorry, the dog barked. Let's do that again. He was biting on the damn cord for the mic. We have a dog, y'all, and his name is Blade. He's a little crazy. I'm not going to put that in.
All right, so up first, we have our first movie is Jingle All the Way, then Nightmare Before Christmas, A Christmas Story, A Diva's Christmas Carol, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, the Clay one, the 1950s, Miracle on 34th Street, the 90s version with Matilda, Polar Express with Tom Hanks, Elf, This Christmas, the Chris Brown, and yes, Madea's Christmas, the Santa Claus.
Wait, what's the this? What's Chris Brown?
This Christmas. That's the movie he was in it. Yeah. You don't remember he remade the song for the movie?
You picked that movie, yep.
Let's yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Madea's Christmas, then The Santa Claus, which I think is Tim Allen.
Yes.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Home Alone, A Diva's Christmas Carol, Make the Yuletide Gay, which is an indie, I want to say Canadian gay Christmas film that we found a few years ago and we absolutely love. Jack Frost with Michael Keaton, Krampus, Edward Scissorhands, even though I don't think that's really a Christmas movie.
There was snow.
That doesn't make it a Christmas movie. You could call, you can call anything with snow that at that point. Jesus. Charlie Brown Christmas Special and Ernest Saves Christmas.
Yes. So with okay, so one thing you did say Home Alone. We did speak about this before and Mello was saying how we should include Home Alone 1, 2, and 3. Just to
yes,
keep it
we're
as
gonna
a
pick,
collection.
We're just because we know that some movies are part one are better than two or two is better than four and all these things, so we're just gonna keep it all into just like the overall franchise. So Home Alone, boom.
1, 2, 3. We're not getting into 4. Even though exactly. The one with what was the one with the that boy, I don't know the one with I don't know his name, but it was really good actually. Remember the one where there was the girl and the two guys that they came to break in the house and the boy with the little Bob NSYNC cut? Nick Carter cut?
That was another Home Alone. That was part 4.
I love that one. That was really good.
So that would be in the Home Alone world.
But I like the Macaulay Culkin to be in this, not that one.
Well, again, it doesn't matter because it's Home Alone, so okay. It's still going to be just Home Alone.
Would you include the new Home Alone?
No.
Okay, then. So,
it's but again, it's still just Home Alone, so it doesn't matter. It's Home Alone.
It does matter, because then, if say if Home Alone is number 2, that Home Alone is included in number 2. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
then, which Home Alone... So, do you want to not do the mashup and just separate it? Like, you know?
No, we can keep it as a joint, but let's... Which ones is the joint? 1, 2...
And 3.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So no Nick Carter. Got it.
No. I don't know who Nick Carter... It's not Nick Carter. What are you saying that for?
Because of his haircut. Did he not have the Nick Carter?
No.
You know Nick Carter.
Yes, I know who Nick Carter is, but that was not the Nick Carter haircut. Look, Google the Nick Carter haircut, and that was not it.
Did you have the Michelle Pfeiffer?
No, it wasn't none of them. It was like the Jonathan Taylor Thomas haircut.
Okay, so you had the Home Improvement haircut.
Right.
All right.
So in the number 10 spot.
Number 10. So out of this list,
I'm going to put... First.
You can say, and then I'll debate and see.
So if I look at this list, for number 10, I think I would probably put, like, Ernest Saves Christmas. That's my number 10.
Okay. And side note, because we're not live yet, we can't have audience interactions, but that is the plan. To have you guys also put in your votes of what you think are the top 10 /_ subject is of what we're saying for the top 10 at the moment. So right now, because we aren't live, we're going off of our top 20 to make it down to the top 10. But you guys
will you'll be able to influence the results of the show.
Yes, and let us know for this video what you think in your comments, like Carmelo had said in the beginning of the video before he told me I was saying too much. But yes.
Not saying too much. I said you use a lot of words.
A lot of words. Okay. So you said Ernest for your number 10?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to drag this over right now. We're both on our laptops and we're like keeping tabs on everything. Okay, you said top 10. Let me see. I would keep him now. Mm-hmm. I mean, later on, I feel like as we get to 1, we will end up changing a lot of things.
Probably.
So, yeah. Okay, I'm fine with Ernest to be number 10. Ugh, but Ernest is still legendary. I mean, I know him more for his horror movie that he did. What was it?
Ernest Scared Stupid.
Yes. Ernest Scared Stupid was really amazing. And I love that one. But let's keep him at number 10. Okay. So he's number 10 for now. Number 9. Let me go first since you went first on this one. Number 10.
Go next because I went first.
Go next because you went first. Yes, correct me. Thank you. For number 9, I'm going to say... Charlie Brown, just because I feel like it's a classic. A lot of people like it, but it's not like one of the best ones, but it is something that you know if you see it you're like, oh, you know it, but it's like you won't watch it. I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't... Charlie Brown is not on my list at all. Like, it's a Christmas classic, but it's not one of the movies that I'm, like, running to see. So top 20, sure, but top 10, I don't think Charlie Brown makes my top 10.
Okay, so let's do this. Whatever movie you choose next, let's rock, scissors, paper, because I'm confident on Charlie Brown. If I don't agree with it, then if I agree that, yes, your movie you pick could be number 9, then... we'll go with yours. But if I disagree with it, let's rock, scissors, paper it. And then whoever's movie wins, wins.
And that's what we leave it as.
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay. Yeah, so I definitely think I would probably put Make the Yuletide Gay at number 9.
Rocks is the Paper, because for me, that movie needs to be higher. I'm Rocks is the Paper not right now.
Wait, why would you rock, paper, scissors? Because then if I win, it's staying number 9.
I know, but if I win, then it's still on the board to be one of the other ones up higher.
Okay.
Okay, so that's good. You think, you really think number 9 for that?
Yeah, I would probably 8 or 9 for me.
Okay, so it sounds like a rock, scissors, paper. Rock, paper, scissors, says shoot. Wait, what did you say?
It's rock, paper, scissors.
You said rock.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
You just mad because I had you. You just mad because my scissors came out. You were like that with your paper.
No, you didn't, liar.
With your paper ass. Got that snip, snip.
Shut up.
Got that snip, all right. Snip.
So, rock, scissors, paper. That's what it's called.
Rock, paper, scissor.
Oh, rock, paper, scissor.
Jesus.
Okay, let's go. 5, 6, 7, and rock, paper, scissors says shoot.
Sorry. Because I was going to go for the thing and it just came out.
I hate you. He put up.
I meant to put up the scissor and the middle finger came up. I was going to do it again.
Fuck you.
Ready. Ready. Rock, paper, scissors says shoot.
Boom. Paper over the rock. So no, there's no 9. So that means I'll choose a 9.
No, you said
What
did you say? Charlie Brown. So that goes for 9.
Oh yeah, Charlie Brown.
That's what you said.
You're right. So Charlie Brown goes for 9.
Yeah.
So yes, we did rock, paper, scissors, and he put up his middle finger and it did not work.
Cause I meant to put up the scissor.
Stupid. Alright, let's go for number 8. So I got that wrong. So you go for number 8 now.
So for 8, I'm gonna go how the group. No.
I'm still mad at what you did to beat my love.
I'm gonna do This Christmas.
What's This Christmas?
The Chris Brown one. That you've obviously never seen.
You know what? This Christmas can go number 8. That's fine. Cause so after we finish this, can we do a challenge of any changes?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Let's do like a little challenge round after we get number 1.
Okay.
Yeah. So right now we have This Christmas at number 8. Okay. Next we have number 7. So I'm gonna say No, that's too far up. I'm gonna say number 7. I'll give it to Madea's Christmas. Tyler Perry presents Madea's Christmas. I think it was a really good movie. I liked it. It was
I like the play better, but I could deal with the, I like Madea, so I could go for that.
What I liked about the movie is that it wasn't too much sadness, like, or abusive stuff going on.
Oh, jeez.
Because, you know, he likes to have some type of African-American woman hit in their movies. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't for it. This one was more towards the ethnicity of it. But, yeah, I like Madea's Christmas. It was good. I think number 7 is good because there's a lot of heavy hitters there.
Okay. Yeah, we're getting to the parts where it gets a little tough.
Yes. So you agree?
Yeah, I'm good. All right, so up next for number 6, I'm going to give it to...
me.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, surprisingly. What?
Yeah. I'm going to go Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay, first off, don't even play yourself. Yes, we're doing a podcast, but I do want to be as genuine as possible. And the way he talks about this movie, I'm so surprised that he put it at number 6.
Yes, so, because there's other movies in front of it that as Christmas movies, I love more. As a Christmas movie.
And what do you always say about this movie? What do you feel? The The controversy. The multiversy.
No, it's just people. The common question that everyone asks is that, is it a Christmas movie or is it a Halloween movie? But for me, it's actually a Christmas movie.
Is it Spider-Man or is it Hocus Pocus?
What?
Yeah, it's oxymoron. Halloween or... Okay.
Anyways, so yeah, Nightmare Before Christmas is number 6. What do you think?
Just because I thought you felt so different about this, I honestly, I'm going to challenge this to a rock, scissors, paper right now. Because I feel like this can be honestly higher.
Mm-hmm. So what would you put in its place?
Polar Express.
I could see that, but... yeah, like... Polar Express...
I would not
put top 10.
I wouldn't put that higher than Nightmare Before Christmas. I would definitely put that higher than Charlie Brown and Madea. And even Ernest. But yeah, I would put it where 6 is. I wouldn't put Polar Express higher than, well, I don't even know Nightmare. It's because of how much you talk about it. I'm telling you guys, 14 years of being with someone and you hear something so much, you feel like it's that. I feel like it's that. I feel like it's higher than Nightmare Before Christmas. But since you're saying 6, like, you don't see Polar Express anywhere higher than that?
No, because Polar Express is not in my top 10. It's in my... Polar Express is probably, like, my number 12 favorite Christmas movie.
So it's a mention. It's a honorable mention. Okay.
So, yes, honorable mention.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to fight that. I can... Okay, I see that. Okay, let's go to number 5. So for me, for number 5... I will pick let's see. Oh, wait, okay. 1, 2, 3. I would say number 5 can be Elf.
For me, I would put Jingle All the Way as 5.
Oh, hell.
I know that's your favorite movie of all time.
Elf is number 5.
No, first, I don't think so.
Off script.
No.
You are trying my life right now.
No.
Jingle All the Way, number 5.
I do. I think it's number 5.
No, the Terminator's coming up. How dare you get down? Yes. I'm going to get up.
Absolutely, it's number 5.
How Jingle dare you say 5. Jingle Bell is going to be 5? Get down! It's Elf!
No.
It's an Elf!
So rock, paper, scissors on that. Ready?
Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, says shoot. Boom! Got you! It's Elf! Say it!
No.
How dare you say Jingle All the Way, number 5?
What? Elf is not in my top 10 either. I hate that movie.
I just got emotional. You hate Jingle All the Way?
No, Elf.
Oh, I think it's actually a good... I feel like I get more annoyed with the actor. With
Will Ferrell.
Yes. I feel like he annoys me more than the actual movie. Because I'm not a fan of him, but I do know when he does Stewie. And, look at me. All that stuff. But the movie was actually good.
Will Ferrell didn't do Stewie.
Yes, he did.
No, that wasn't.
In Mad TV?
That was not Will Ferrell.
Who was that?
That was not Will Ferrell.
Who did Stewie in Mad TV? I want you all to comment down below who did Stewie in Mad TV. Let me know. Because I'm not going to sit here and feel crazy.
He's going to be so bad.
14 years.
Michael James McDonald.
Who the hell is that?
Stewart.
Oh, Stewart. I said Stewie.
Stewie's from Family Guy, and Stewart is from Mad TV, and his name is... What is it? Michael McDonald.
Wait, so who did I just say that?
Will Ferrell. From Elf. Oh my God. Are you sure you want to do this podcast? Are you sure? Because you don't even have... You don't even have your people straight. Are you sure we're able to do this? Are you sure we're gonna be you're gonna be okay to do this?
Oh my God! Oh my God! No, I swear, all this time. Also, I do know who Will Ferrell is.
Will Ferrell was on Saturday Night Live, not Mad TV.
Oh my God! Okay. Yeah, hate shaming. But tell me he wouldn't play like a good like father version of him, Will Ferrell, like for Stewart. I said Stewie.
Yeah, it's from Family Guy.
Sorry, Mom. It's the wrong one. That's the Family Guy.
Okay.
So Elf is at 5 still. I won that bet. We gambled.
And I still think it's wrong because Elf should not be in the top 10 at all.
Mello, Elf is legendary.
For other people.
No, for majority.
I'm not that majority at all.
Exactly. You're the 0.9%.
I'm the minority for sure, as I've always been.
You're the Tom Cruise.
My whole life. Minority, not the Tom Cruise. No. Not that white privileged white man.
Okay, we don't do that.
He's a privileged white man.
You're gonna learn a lot about us.
Anyways. Yes.
Okay, number 4 is you.
Number 4 for me is A Diva's Christmas Carol. I love it. I watch it every year. It's one of my favorites. It is a retelling of the famous A Christmas Carol story, but it's starring Vanessa Williams, and I love it so much.
Wait, what was that one about? Because I feel like when you said Vanessa Williams, now I remember it. Because I don't remember...
It's the same story of A Christmas Carol where, you know, Scrooge is super bah humbug and doesn't like Christmas. And then at night, he's visited by 3 different spirits. One from the past, one from the present, one from the future.
It wasn't Disney, right?
Disney, well, a lot of different companies have done one. So Disney did one with the Muppets. Then, like, my favorite telling of the male version is one that was made on TNT in the 90s or early 2000s. I forgot what the main guy's name is.
What's the movie again?
A Christmas Carol. But that's the original. I'm saying A Diva's Christmas Carol.
So now we are in the top 3 movies. Top 3 Christmas movies. Okay. So on the list right now, I'm just give you guys a recap since it's the top 3. We have Jingle All the Way, A Christmas Story, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Miracle on 34th Street, Polar Express, The Santa Claus, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, which is the one with Jim Carrey, Home Alone, Part 1, 2, and 3, that's together as a joint, A Diva's Christmas Carol, which we just put up as number 4, so that's not there. I lied. Make the Yuletide Gay. Krampus, which is a horror holiday movie.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Frost and Edward Scissorhands.
Which is not a Christmas movie, but it has snow in it.
He's talking about Edward Scissorhands. Yeah, that's snow.
They know I'm talking about Edward Scissorhands because I said it right after you said Edward Scissorhands.
I know, but okay, I get it. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. We still love each other. Do we?
Yes.
Okay. let's see. For number 3, this is getting really tight, and you might kill me for it. People that don't know this, or people that feel some sort of way. But I really love this movie, and I think, actually, I am lying about this one. Number 3, I think should be there, is Home Alone.
Yeah, I'm good with Home Alone being in number 3.
And the only reason I say that is because I know it's such a classic, but it's not something that I would watch all the time. But I know that it's something that is worthy of being top three.
Yeah, no, for sure. Okay, so I'm definitely going to be challenging number five, Elf.
Oh, wait, let's save the challenges for after we get to number one. Yeah,
because that bitch is coming down.
Oh, okay.
Yes. All right, so Home Alone at three, I'm totally fine with.
Okay.
Number two. See, for me, it's So number two, I'm going to put.
What you gonna put?
How the Grinch Stole Christmas as number two. No, Santa Claus is Coming to Town at number two.
Who was in that movie?
Dick Van Dyke.
Who's? Let me stop. Let me not say nothing crazy.
Stop right there.
Because I'll get canceled.
Before we even get a listener.
So, okay. I've never seen this movie growing up, so I do not want to feel...
Look up a little clip of it. I'm sure you have. It's the 1950s. Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Santa Claus. Okay.
Is coming to town.
Let's see. I'm going to look at images, actually. Oh, this is the clay one.
Yes, that's what I said. The clay one from the 1950s.
Okay. Yes, this is definitely something I feel should be number one. Should be number one because it's just you see so it classic. Play all the time, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I could agree with that, but it's not my number one.
Yeah, it's not my number one either, but I feel... Yeah, number two is good.
Yeah.
Go ahead and kill us in the comments. Go ahead. Right. But this is our personal opinions.
Exactly.
So, yes. Okay, nice. I'm going to keep that there, and I'm going to wait till challenges after.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to rock, scissors, paper this now. Mm-hmm. I lose out on my movie. Okay, so number one.
We finally got it. Okay, we're down to number one.
It's my turn.
Okay.
Drum roll. If you don't know me growing up, this was one of my favorite movies ever. Not just for Christmas, but in general. And I love when he did his little shimmy shake of his little jangle wangle. That sounds horrible. But my number one pick right now is the first movie we announced, which is Jingle All the Way, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The Terminator.
The Terminator.
And I have to say no.
Of course.
I have to say no because...
But why didn't you grow up watching this?
It wasn't... That's why I said it was good for like number 10 and number 6. It was around there because it was later in the Christmas movies and I really enjoyed the classics so much that when Christmas came around, I always watched those. Like I used to... live, eat, sleep, and breathe on ABC Family when it used to be ABC Family.
When they have two of a kind, because that was my shit.
Yes, and they would do the 25 Days of Christmas on ABC Family, and they would literally every day would be from 4 till 10 o'clock, different Christmas movies, and there would be like days where they would scatter out because all these old clay ones were only an hour long. So they would scatter them out throughout the entire...
all the clay ones was on not the AMC, but the...
No, the ABC Family.
No, it was on there, and then it was on the what's the selling channel for the...
QVC?
QVC.
Really?
Was it?
I never saw it on that.
Hallmark.
Oh, maybe.
That's what I'm thinking of. I'm
like, maybe, it's one of those shows.
But yeah.
Now Hallmark has its own... crazy factory. Never mind. I don't want to get attacked.
Okay.
So Santa Claus Coming into Town is number two.
Okay.
And then you said number one is a Jingle All the Way is a no. And I think the number one Christmas movie of all time is A Christmas Story.
Okay, so should we rock, scissors, paper and then debate our changes?
No, let's rock, paper, scissors because I know I'm going to win this one.
Rock, scissors, paper for Jingle All the Way.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So...
Rock, paper, scissors, says shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, says shoot. You lost.
He had a rough.
A Christmas Story stays as number one. Jingle All the Way, as of right now, is off the board. So right now, before we make our challenges, before we make our challenges, we're gonna go through our top 10 list right now, and then we have some changes. Okay, sorry. We have some changes.
Okay, so read the.
So list. Again, before we make any challenges or anything, we are going to go over of the top 10 that we have currently. Number 10 is Ernest Saves Christmas. Number 9 is The Charlie Brown Christmas. Number 8 is This Christmas. Number 7 is Madea's Christmas. Number 6 is The Nightmare Before Christmas. Number 5 is Elf. Number 4, A Diva's Christmas Carol. Number 3, Home Alone. Number 2 is Santa Claus is Coming to Town. And number 1, which is Locked, Set in Stone, A Christmas Story.
For now.
No, I'm locking that set in stone. It's locked. You ain't touching it. That's the number one
movie. I'm dying laughing because I know everyone that's going to probably hear this is going to be like, this list.
No, and then it's about to change. All right, so my first challenge is going to be for the number 5 spot. Because I think number 5 should actually go to How the Grinch Stole Christmas instead of Elf.
I think...
Because I just think The Grinch Stole Christmas is a much more iconic movie than Elf. Okay. And it's not even on the list right now.
So if we... Okay. So, wait, let me see. A Christmas Story... Let's see. A Christmas Story, Santa Claus, Home Alone, A Diva's... Okay, you said for it to be number 5?
Yes.
How about we do The Grinch Stole Christmas at number 4, move The Divas up to 5? Okay. I feel like more people know Grinch rather than Divas.
Yes, I'm down for that.
Okay, so the
Grinch. And honestly, I think only like POCs will know A Diva's Christmas Carol. And people that have what? And those certain individuals that enjoy watching the Hallmark Channel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But yeah, I'm down. So now that leaves us with the number 3 open spot that I think we should then fill.
No. Number 3 is not open.
Oh, no.
It's actually number 5. Because right now...
No, 5 is A Diva's Christmas.
No, a 5.
Home Alone is 4.
But what happened to Elf? It's out the picture?
Yes, I'm taking Elf out.
Okay. So Elf is out and A Diva's Christmas is number 5.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4 is Grinch.
Number 4 is Grinch?
Number 4 is Grinch.
Yes, and so you're right. Sorry, I messed up.
So I honestly think that number 7, Madea's Christmas, should be changed. Even though I picked that one, I love Mick the Yuletide Gay.
Okay.
Which stars, what's his name?
Marco from Degrassi.
Marco from Degrassi. I don't know his real name.
I know, me neither. It's terrible.
It's Marco. He's Marco forever. I honestly think I would replace that with Madea, number 7. I don't know if you agree. If we can make that change.
Okay. I could do that. I would probably put it. Yeah, I could do that. It's fine. So where's Madea's going?
Madea right now is out the list.
Okay. So then I would switch out. Oh, how could I? I think we should take out Charlie Brown Christmas number 9 and put in The Santa Claus.
You said Edward Scissorhands?
No, The Santa Claus, Edward Scissorhands.
The Santa Claus is with
Tim Allen. Woody from Toy Story.
That one's more legendary than Chris Brown. I mean, than Charlie Brown.
For me, yes.
Ooh.
For me, yes. Because I love that movie.
I honestly think Charlie Brown should be higher than Santa Claus.
I think Charlie Brown shouldn't be on the list.
I never watched it growing up.
Me so neither.
I
don't really know. I read the book, and I watched it once in school, because I went to a white school.
Oh, so they watch, white people watch Charlie Brown, that's what you're trying to say?
Where I came from, yes, they did.
Okay. Oh, your dog just changed the screen on your
thing. Thank you, my co-host.
We have two little puppies, and they are experimenting with everything. So if they had a top 10 list, it'll be... And that's it. Yeah. Okay, so you said the Santa Claus is number 9. Mm-hmm. Okay, so right now we still have Ernest. I honestly feel like Ernest should be high, just because I love Ernest movies.
No, I was actually thinking of taking Ernest out, because Jingle All the Way isn't on the list right now, and I definitely think it should be.
Oh, that's fine, because I'm challenging him for number one of the top 3 spots. So, it's
no, coming. No, he's not.
Okay, so look.
Jingle All the Way is not coming for any Santa of those Claus 3 spots. Santa Claus
is Coming to Town is the animated one, right?
The Clay.
A Christmas Story, that's classic. That's always that's playing like on,
stuck on the pole.
On the Hallmark Channel.
Mm-hmm. On TNT and TBS. You and this Hallmark Channel.
It's to place everything and dramatic shit. to be honest, Home Alone should be number 2 or 1. Just because of legendariness, but it's fine at number 3.
Why do you think it should be number 2 or number 1?
That I feel like out of those two things, no.
I think those two, it's not about shutting up. No. It's like asking why, because that helps us with the conversation as well. But
I just feel that Home Alone is to me. In my generation, I feel like it was viewed more than A Christmas Story. Mm-hmm. Santa Claus Coming to Town, I feel like you had no reason but to watch it because it just played everywhere, regardless. But
yes, I think you're right. But I also think that's what also makes it more than Home Alone, is because, like, Home Alone is not a modern classic. Well, it's a modern classic, like... You know, these, like, the Clay is truly a classic, you know, like, 1950s, that's classic. And I think the fact that it's still around and people still watch it and celebrate it and they're re-releasing it every year for Christmas, mm-hmm. like, I think that's what makes it, like, so, why it could be number 2. And then A Christmas mm-hmm. Story,
A Christmas Story when was released in 1983.
Yeah, but we're talking about Santa Claus Coming to Town.
No, you were talking about Christmas Story right now. That's what I'm saying. Like, I was comparing that to that. Okay, so let's
see. No, I thought you were comparing Home Alone to Santa Claus is Coming to Town. That's what I was comparing.
I felt that I said that A Christmas... Santa Claus Coming to Town, that one, Santa Claus Coming to Town, is something that you had no way of getting away from. It played regardless, wherever. Uh-huh. A Christmas Story is something that it played a lot, but it was like one of those Hallmark things. It played after. Like, it repeated like 4, 5, 10 times mm-hmm. for the whole damn season. Like, and, yeah. I don't know. I feel like, okay, so let's see this. Santa Claus Coming to Town was released in 1970.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought it was a 50. Look at that.
70, exactly. So it was more. It was a little more modern.
Still classic. That's not modern, dare you.
Yeah, I'm not that old. So it was classic. Modern. And then what I said. And then A Christmas Story was 1983. Home Alone was... obviously way later after that.
That's probably like 94.
Home Alone was something that it just became big enough that everyone knew about. Like, everyone knows Macaulay from that.
Of course.
Like, I think of him when I hear Home Alone. And I think of number not number, but part two, mm-hmm. where he had Joe Pesci and the other guy in New York. You know, they were left. He was left home alone.
Weren't they in part one as well?
Joe Pesci and the other guy?
Yeah. Weren't they in part one as well? Yeah, when they were attacking him in his home. And the whole thing was in part two is that they found him in New York.
Okay, so I need to watch the movies over. I need to watch Home Alone.
This was not the theme for you.
I'm sorry.
This was not the theme for you.
For everyone to know, I am a Halloween guy. Mello is the holiday guy mm-hmm. when it comes to Christmas and stuff like that.
CJ is Scrooge.
I'm not depressed, but I like the horror stuff. He likes the more glitz and glam of things and, you know, the happy seasons. I am more of the scary, dark. I'm not going to say, what is it? Emo yet. Emo. I'm not emo at all. But, yeah, we're really opposite with the themes or holidays that we like. But we do enjoy a lot of things together. So we're pretty much the prime example of opposites attract.
In many aspects, yeah.
Many aspects.
Oh, jeez, okay.
Sorry, but it's true. Okay. But yeah, he loves musicals. I love... What's the opposite of music? Oh, rap music. But we both love...
So the opposite of musicals is rap music. Let's not stop right now. Let's get back into the list before this debate turns into something not great. So, do you have any more challenges, sir? Because I do.
I do too. You okay. Go first.
So my next challenge is going to be... I'm going to... Okay, so I'm going to do a swap of sorts, right? So I'm going to take out this Christmas, number 8. I'm going to put Jingle All the Way at number 8. It should still be in the top 10.
Jingle All the Way.
Into number 8 instead of, and taking out This Christmas.
So I'm going to make the switch of number 8. Of This Christmas featuring Chris Brown, put Jingle All the Way in. Yes, you're gonna learn a lot about us as we post up more content. But so Jingle All the Way is number 8, and Make the Yuletide Gay is number 7. So I'm gonna challenge and switch number 7 and 8. So I would put Jingle All the Way in front of Make the Yuletide Gay. Because I would watch Jingle All the Way more than Make the Yuletide Gay.
Sure.
With Marco from Degrassi.
I agree.
Okay. So, yay. Make the Yuletide Gay is 8. Jingle All the Way is 7.
So, my last challenge is going to be removing 10, Ernest Christmas, and putting...
Krampus?
No. Putting Polar Express. Because I think that's just a suit. I remember reading the book in elementary school, The Polar Express.
Okay, my whole issue with all this, we could put The Polar Express in and still keep Ernest. But why the hell is A Diva's Christmas Carol still in this?
Because it is one of the best. You need to watch it. Like, it is one of the best.
I'm thinking right now of, what's her name? Vanessa...
Williams, Carlton, Vanessa Williams. The only place that I will put A Diva's Christmas Carol, I will switch A Diva's Christmas Carol with The Santa Claus. The I Santa will Claus, switch that because yeah. The Santa Claus, I love that movie.
Oh, wait, hold on.
With, Santa with Claus. Woody.
The Santa Claus number 9. I don't think that Diva's Christmas or Santa Claus should be higher than 5. Like, 5 is fine for Diva's Christmas Carol, but if you wanted to move a Santa Claus up, it needs to be either 5 or...
That's what I said. I said move it for...
So switch them to?
That's exactly what I said. Okay. Put Santa Claus instead of...
Sorry, I was in my head. Okay, so The Santa Claus is number 5, and the Divas Carol is the
number Divas 9.
Christmas Carol is number 9. Okay. So what's before Jingle All the Way? Because that's my favorite Christmas movie. I'm sorry.
Jingle All the Way is Yuletide Gay. After it is Nightmare Before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Santa Claus. How the Grinch. Home Alone. Santa Claus Coming to Town. And A Christmas Story.
Okay, I have one more challenge then.
Okay.
Well, maybe two. Hmm. Whoa, maybe three. What? Miracle on 34th Street, even though I haven't seen it, and I don't... No, this is personal choice. Sorry, it can stay there.
No, what is it? Go ahead.
No, I just feel like it's so classical that it can beat out How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and that can be after that. It can be Christmas Story, Santa Claus Coming to Town, Home Alone, Miracle on 34th Street, then How the Grinch Stole Christmas. But...
Because I know what you mean. I understand what you mean with Miracle on 34th Street, but like, yeah. Jim Carrey as the Grinch is just so iconic.
Mm-hmm.
So like, yeah. It's just and like, Miracle on 34th Street is cute. You know, oh, you put Santa on trial because you think he's lying. You know, like all this stuff. That's so cute. But the Grinch is better.
Okay, I honestly do think we need to, like, debate this challenge together. A Diva's Christmas Carol and Ernest Christmas, one of them replaced with Polar Express.
What are you talking about? Polar Express is number 10.
I didn't agree to taking out Ernest Christmas for Polar Express.
What? I thought, yes, you did. That's why I changed it. I said Polar Express is number 10.
You made that decision and I agreed?
Yes.
Are you lying?
No. Why would I change it?
Because you thought I agreed? Okay. So I changed it.
Check the footage.
Okay. Yes. Y'all let us know in the comments if I'm bugging out right now. But, okay. So Polar Express is number 10 then. Okay, good. You think Polar Express is less worthy of watching than A Diva's Christmas Carol for the general audience?
It's not. This is not the list for the general audience.
Oh, you're right.
This is my list. You're so, right.
Okay.
Yeah, Diva's Christmas Carol is there, and for me, it should be higher. But I do love the Santa Claus. So, and the other movies in front of it are fine.
So you telling me Madea's Christmas should not be on this list? I love that movie.
I mean, there's movies on the list. There's movies on that didn't make it onto the list that I think are good, but I think this is a solid top 10 Christmas list. Like, this is my top 10. I'm good. I lock every single part of it.
So if you went into the movie store, if you went into Blockbuster and saw A Christmas Story, Santa Claus Coming to Town, Home Alone, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, The Santa Claus, Nightmare Before Christmas, Jingle All the Way, Make the Yuletide Gay, A Diva's Christmas Carol, and Polar Express as Christmas choices. You're satisfied?
Yes. That is my top 10.
For some reason, it feels like I'm missing something.
I mean, there's other Clay movies that I could have put, but...
Nope. I mean, yes. Let's... Okay. Even though I don't agree that Jingle All the Way should be 7... Real quick. Is there any way we can move Jingle All the Way up more?
Mm-mm.
Like, get up, don't get down, up. I want Jingle All the Way up. Get it up. Get down. No.
I think the only other place it could probably go is 6.
To replace. No. And I can't be biased. I honestly do think Nightmare Before Elm Street needs to be where it's at or even higher.
Excuse me. Before what?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes. And what did you say before that?
Needs to be up high.
You said Nightmare Before Elm Street. This is not the theme for you. This was not the theme for you.
I didn't say Elm Street.
You go check the footage. Check. Oh, I love this. I need a microphone recording our conversation at all times.
Oh my
at
God.
All times. So you can go back and listen to what you say so you can believe it. Oh, this is great. I can't wait for you to go back and hear it.
Oh my
I can't
God.
Wait for you to go back and hear Nightmare.
I didn't say Nightmare that, Mello.
You said Nightmare Before Elm Street.
No, I did not.
Go.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to check out then.
Don't Lord, blame it on the edit.
Oh my God. Okay. So.
Bitch, you said it. That's a RuPaul reference for my girls.
I remember that. And bring back my girls. Mm-hmm. Bring back my girl.
You better bring back your Christmas spirit.
Bring back my Christmas Halloween spirit.
Not a chicken bark.
Okay. So, okay. So, everyone. Okay. I'm gonna lock it in.
Yes.
For me, it's locked in. For
me
you?
Me too. Locked.
Okay.
Clink, clank.
It is locked for both of us. So, starting at number 10, we have...
The Polar Express.
Number 9...
A Diva's Christmas Carol.
Ooh, number 8.
Make the Yuletide Gay.
Number 7.
Jingle All the Way.
Number 6.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Number 5.
The Santa Claus.
Number 4.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Number 3.
Home Alone.
Number 2.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
And number 1.
A Christmas Story. Yes.
We are
that right complete. There, ladies and gentlemen, we have reached our first
yes
top 10 list
of Christmas movies. Yes. Favorite Christmas movies.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. And if you like this conversation, please make sure you tune in for the next episode. And make sure you follow us on all social medias where you'll be able to find out what next week's topic is going to be. Also, if you want, you can comment, like, and subscribe, and you can also let us know down in the comment section below what topics you would like us to make a top 10 for. Nothing is off limits, so bring it on.
Also, turn on that notification bell to make sure you are updated with everything that we upload. We will be doing top 10 countdowns. We will be doing reaction videos. We will be doing reviews and recommendations for everything that you like. Anything pop culture. Anything nostalgic. Anything pop-stalgic.
It's a word.
It's a word. Get used to it. We just use it and we like it. But my name is CJ.
And my name's Carmelo.
And stay tuned to the C Squared Podcast. Hope you enjoyed. And we will see
you guys next time.
Yes.